I hope your mind has relaxed well and peaceful enough to share the Dhamma. Friends, be happy. It's again an auspicious time for all of us. The right time has ripened, and this is the time for all of us to deepen our wisdom. So today we are going to share the Dhamma under the topic of Habits of the Circle of Existence. Many of you are quite familiar with the word existence. We are moving from one realm to another realm, moving from one life to another life, life after life, and we're going here and there, depending on the karmic energy. So this is known as existence. When we talk about the life and death in the world, basically we have got three type of concepts. One group of people, they say there's no life after the death. This is the actual life. There's nothing beyond the death. The death is the end of this life. So while you are living here, eat and drink and make merry, be happy, just enjoy yourself, that's it. So do not believe that there is another life after the death. And this is of course a materialistic view. This is not a new view, but it's very old type of view. Even before Buddha appeared, this view was existing. So according to this explanation, there is no life after the death. The second view is basically based on theological religions. And they believed and they say, we all are created by an almighty God. Everything happens in the life depend on the wish or will of that creator. After the death, you will be born either in eternal heavens or eternal hells. That too will depend on the Creator God. So there are theological religions who believe after the death, but it's a kind of eternal life, either in heavens or hells. This is the second type of view. The third type of concept is based on the circle of existence. And this group of people, they believed we existed early, and this is not the first life we are living. And we will live again after the death. So the death is not the end. Death is the beginning of another life. So this group of people, they believe life after the death. Not only one life, but many lives. So we are moving from one realm to another realm. So there are many religions who believe this also. So the Buddhism too says, this is not the first life and this is not the last life. You have been born billions of times and you will be born again and again and again until you attain perfect enlightenment one day. So the life is not the end from the Buddhist point of view. Life is the beginning of another life. But what goes beyond the death? While you are living here in the world, you run after wealth, you run after power, popularity, material wealth, collect this and that, build up this relationship and that relationship, and you have got many friends, colleagues, so build up our world. But on the day that we die, we have to leave all these things behind and just die. So nothing material will go beyond the death. So what is going beyond the death then? Your memories, your relationships, love, hatred, ill will, or whatever kind of relationships, your knowledge, experiences, habits, good and bad karmic energies, all these are going beyond the death trains. But it's a very difficult concept for many people to understand. Buddhism at the same time explains that there is no soul. And at the same time it says there is life after the death and all these things are possible. So for some people it's very difficult to understand. How is it possible without a soul? How is it possible to be born again without a soul? How is it possible karmic energy to give its results? That's a different topic. I think one day we discuss it here. I think few weeks ago we discussed this here. So I'm not going to touch the topic here now. So, from the Buddhist point of view, many things can go beyond the death, but without a soul. Your memories can go beyond the death. There are so many cases. The small children, they claim that their parents are different from the present parents, the experiences. So there are incidents, children say that in my previous life I was in that country or this country, I was belong to this race or that race. My parents are different from these parents, their names are such and such. We lived in such and such places and these are my experiences. There are incidents from all around the world, not only from the Buddhist countries, from all around the world. So today parapsychologists, they have done many experiments about these cases. Among them, there's one very famous doctor. He just passed away, I think, few years back, around 2 to 3 years back. Dr. Ian Stevenson. He is from Virginia University in America, and he dedicated a lot of time to do the experiments, these reincarnation-related children. There are many others who dedicated time. And not only that, friends. Many children, when they are born, the beginning, I think those who are mothers and fathers, they know this very well. When a baby is born, what do? Most of the time? Sleep. They sleep. Most of the time they sleep. They wake up when they want to attend some physical needs. That's all. After they take milk, once they satisfy the physical needs, they sleep again. Have you observed these sleeping babies? Doctors have observed the sleeping babies and they found out a rapidly eye movement process. And based on this, they later on produced the fourth stage of sleep where many of us dreams. But here again, maybe many of mothers have seen babies when they are very small, newborn babies, when they are sleeping, they sometimes smile, sometimes look angry, sometimes looks very unhappy. So if you observe their face, you can see they are sleeping but they smile. They are sleeping but they show anger. They are sleeping but they seems like they are scared for something. Most of the time they live in their own world, and they are not related to this world yet, because most of the time they are living with their past memories, can be their immediate life possibility. But what happened, many children, when they come to the age that they can express themselves, their memory books is filled with lot of new things. So with five sense faculties, they grab this world and they fill up the memory books with new memories. So old memories eventually disappear, forgotten. But in some certain cases, very rarely, some children even remember, although they got the new data, fill up their memory books with new data, still they remember their past lives. So those are the children who claim, I was there before I was born here, or this and that. It's like something, friends, that you move to another country. Beginning, you feel homesick. You remember your friends, colleagues in Singapore. You remember your food that you took. And eventually, when you get used to that surrounding, that food, and those friends over there, eventually you'll forget here. Once a while, these memories also will come to your mind. So memories are going from life to life. And there are incidents, sometimes we see some certain places and we feel strongly that we have been to these places early. But definitely not in this life. But strongly feel, I have been here early. So there are many case studies done. There are incidents sometimes when we see, meet some people, we feel that I have met him early. Somewhere I have seen this person. He's very familiar to me. But definitely this is the first time that you have seen this person in this life. One day, Buddha was going for alms round with Venerable Meghye. Venerable Meghye saw a beautiful mango grow. The moment that he saw this mango grow, he wanted to go there and practice meditation. This mango grow attracted his mind so much. He does not understand why. And the roads and all the other places around that area are quite familiar to him. But he is a stranger to this area. This is the first time he was visiting. And he was together with the Buddha at that time. So Venerable Meghye went to the Buddha and said, Venerable Sir, I want to go to that mango grove and practice meditation. Buddha, having understood from it, he said, no, you better don't go there. Second time to his said, Venerable Sir, please allow me to go and practice meditation in this mango grove. Buddha says, no point. Don't go there. Just because you like this place, it does not mean that it can help you to practice meditation. Third time when Venerable Meghye pleaded, Buddha said, all right, then you may go. What happened? He went there. He was very happy. And he sat under mango tree and he started practicing meditation. The moment he closed his eyes, beautiful ladies appeared in front of him. His mind filled with lust, desire. He could not control his mind. So mind is filled with a lot of lust. And various kind of beautiful women appear in front of him. He got frightened and came back to the Buddha, paid respect and explained what happened. Then the Buddha said, a long ago, you were a kind of king in this particular area. And this is your royal pleasure garden. You used to come to this mango grove with your queens, concubines, for pleasure. and it was your habit. What happened when you concentrate your mind, all these habits together with the surrounding, it came to your mind. When the favorable conditions arise, friends, memories, habits, knowledge, all these things come to the mind. And not only the memories of the places, friends and all these things, but on the other hand, also relationships can go beyond that. Do you know it? The relationship can go beyond the death. Love, relationship, blood relationship, friendships, all these things can go beyond the death. One day, Buddha and a group of monks, they were going on a journey. Then an old Brahmin came together with the wife and knelt down and paid respect to the Buddha and said, "My dear son, why didn't you come to see me such a long time? We were waiting for you to come, but finally you came. I'm very happy. So please come to my house and have some food." Invited the Buddha to come to his house and have lunch. Buddha, together with the group of monks, went to this Brahmin's house and had lunch. And this mother and father, they were very happy. All the way they addressed the Buddha as son. They did not utter any other word. And treated him as a son. And when Buddha departed, they said, "Son, please come again to see us." All the other monks were puzzled. They could not understand why Buddha is silent when they address him as son. And according to available facts, Buddha's mother and father, they were coming from royal clan. But these people are Brahmin, poor Brahmin. And later on, they asked the Buddha, "Venerable sir, we do not understand your silence and we do not understand the behavior of these Brahmins." Then Buddha said, "There's nothing to hide. These two, mother and father, in my previous life, they were my mother and father. Not only one life, but few lives. What happened when they saw me, this love to a son arise? So emotionally they were affected. That's why they called me son. And I too behave in that way in order to not to hurt their feelings." Friends, maybe you all have some people who treat you like your own father. There are some people who treat us like our own mother. But definitely they are not our mother or father in this life. Sometimes from the moment that you see somebody, you fall in love. You feel so much affection towards that person. You are so comfortable and you feel that you have seen this person somewhere. You have met this person somewhere. And you have got some relationship with this person somewhere. That is because of the habits of the circle of existence. Sometimes a boy who is living on another corner of the world, and in his life he doesn't fall in love with anyone, he doesn't feel it. He doesn't find a suitable one, but he goes for a tour, and when he comes to maybe another country, a very far away, suddenly he came across somebody. On this spot he fell in love. Maybe they are from two different religions, from two different races, from two different countries. Maybe one is very rich, the other one is very poor. Maybe one is very educated, highly educated, and the other one is uneducated. But still they fall in love. Why? Because of the habits of the circle of existence. Some certain cases, some couples, they fall in love, get married, and they are having children. They are doing very peacefully. But all of a sudden, another guy or a girl appear in this picture. Then one of them fall in love, and that is so strong, and sometimes you may divorce, or you may give up your husband or children, and you may go with this guy. Why? So, we criticize, we scold, and we criticize in many ways. But the real cause may be something different. We do not know. Possibilities there. Maybe they have got a greater connection, a stronger connection. It is because of the habits of the circle of existence. Possibilities there. There's a modern history. This incident happened in America, in California. And there was a guy, his name was Gary Pennington, lived in California. And he got married with Elizabeth. After 2 years of married, in one of her Christmas party in 1982, he met another girl in the party, Catherine. The moment that he saw this girl, they fell in love. So, he's a married man, but now he is having a mistress, a secret affair. How many of you are having here? Okay, anyway, this guy also had one legal wife and the other one illegal wife. But as it is the fact of in many cases, he could not keep it as a secret. Long before the wife came to know something is wrong, behavior of my husband is different. The ladies sometimes very quick, very, they can understand many things by just looking at your face. You may not be able to hide something because they are very, very clever in the, what is expression and all these things. That is psychologically how they explain. Anyway, this wife came to know that husband is having an affair. And she found out secretly. And now she was so disappointed. And she decided to commit suicide. She took some sleeping pills. But unfortunately, she was rescued. She was not dead. And she was admitted to the hospital and finally she was rescued. So this Gary Pennington, he says, "I will stop this affair. And I'll promise you that I live honestly and I am not going to have this kind of affair anymore in my life." So now they are having peaceful life again. Then what happened to the other girl? After a few months, and she came to know all this and she decided to commit suicide, she too. And she hanged herself. But unfortunately she was rescued by her brother. Now the Gary Pennington is in a big trouble, and if he is with wife, the girlfriend die, and if he is with girlfriend, then wife may die. So he decided to go for, see, he was very, distressful, so he was having depression. Finally he had to go for psychotherapy, had to meet a doctor. Parapsychologist suggested that he has to undergo hypnotism. Once he was undergone hypnotherapy, another secret was appeared. What happened was, in Second World War II time, Gary Pennington was a pilot in American Army. And he was sent to Italy, and over there, while he was in Italy, he fell in love with a girl called Elena. And in a battle against German military forces, Gary Pennington was killed. When Elena came to know about this, Elena jumped down from a cliff and she committed suicide. And after a long period of time, in 1983, when Catherine came across her old boyfriend, this life he's already married to Elizabeth. But still the link was there. So the moment that they saw each other, they fell in love. So what did the doctor do? They invited Catherine and Elizabeth as well as Gary Pennington and explained what happened. Then after that, this trauma, this problem disappeared. They understood what was going on. So sometimes, friends, some habits, some memories, they happen again and again and again without having proper understanding about these things. We become victims. We become puppets. So, love affairs, blood relationships, friendships, all these things can go beyond the death. So, treasure good love affairs or treasure good relationship. We do not know what time we will die. So, treasure those people around you. And they are very precious to you. So, treat them well. Keep the good relationship with them. Not only those love affairs and blood relations and all this, but also if you hate someone, do you hate somebody? Not supposed to, because we just practice metta. So if you hate somebody so much, that can go beyond the death. Hatred, ill will, jealousy, anger, whatever the relationship you built up with negative thoughts, with negative emotions, if you cannot let them go, possibility that they may go beyond the dead. I'll tell you a few stories to understand this. Sometimes when we some certain people, we do not know why, we get so angry towards them. We do not like them. Simply we don't like them. Even their appearance make us irritate. Their footstep also enough. The sound of the footstep enough to make us irritate. We do not know why. But actually they are very innocent. Sometimes in your working place, you may come across some colleagues, but you do not like. The moment that you see those people, either you feel so much hatred, ill will towards them, but you cannot understand why. You ask from yourself, why am I hating that person? Dr. Steven Jensen came across one patient. The problem with this patient was he hates ladies so much. He has got so much hatred towards the ladies. Always criticize the ladies. He even does not want to look at the ladies. Has got so much hatred. Then he suggested for him to undergo past life therapy, psychotherapy. What happened? Then they found out in Roman period, this man was a slave. In Roman Emperor period, this man was a slave of a particular king. This king had a hobby. The hobby is, this king made those ladies to be tortured. And this slave was forced to torture the ladies. And if he does not obey, then this slave will be killed. So he was inputting data to his system. If I want to leave, I have to torture them, as my boss asked. So he just obeyed the orders of this particular governor, who enjoyed these habits. And it's secretly all this were done in his palace. And this slave had to torture the ladies in front of him. And he was putting the suggestion to his own mind, if I want to live, I have to do this. So he hated ladies so much. So this is the habit which came from a long, long ago. So the doctor explained to him. Then it disappeared. Sometimes maybe you are in the airport and you are going somewhere to another country. And you queue up for checking. The person who is in the counter, the moment that he saw him, he doesn't like you, do not know why. Unfortunately, you have got excess packet, little bit of excess kilos. In other cases, maybe he closed one eye, but in your case, he may ask you to take out all excess baggage and make you put you in a difficult position. Possibilities there. Some certain cases, maybe in immigration, you may ask question and cross question and check your all the details, but you are perfectly all right, you have got all the documents, but that person may try his best to create problems for you. We do not know in your working place. So everywhere you may come across these kind of incidents. It may not be something related to only to this life. It also may be something related to past lives. So having understood this, we have to stop. If we are having any anger, hatred, jealousy towards anyone, we have to reduce them and we have to stop it without letting it go beyond the life. Some criminals, how they torture and kill the others. Can you imagine? Some certain occasions, the criminals, they enjoy torturing and their victims in a very terrible way, in very inhuman way. And most of the time, by doing this, they enjoy a lot, taking revenge. Sometimes, mothers, they kill their own babies on the spot. Sometimes fathers, they kill their own babies. Sometimes children, they kill their own parents. If you have got the hatred towards someone, and if you are born again, although as brothers and sisters or parents and children, possibilities there that you may take revenge and kill each other. That is why sometimes we cannot recognize why parents kill their own precious children, while children kill their own precious parents. It's very difficult to understand. It is because of this hatred, the intention of taking revenge, or unsettled problems in our previous life, possibilities there. In Buddha's time, there was a king called Ajatasattu Bimbisara. He was the king of Magadha country. His queen gave a birth to a child. But when the queen was pregnant, this queen had so much desire to drink blood from the arm of his husband. She had so much desire to drink the blood of husband. Then this king actually gave the blood to this queen. Anyway, then some experts about astrology and all these subjects were summoned to the palace and asked, "My queen has got this kind of desire. It's very strange." Then they, having done some experiments according to their way of calculating, they said, the baby who is going to be born is an enemy, definitely this boy will kill you. But still this king was such a great man. In fact, he is the one who offered the first monastery to the Buddha, and he attained first level of sainthood. But this king easily could have killed this boy, but he did not do. In fact, mother wanted to take abortions, but he prevented. But what happened? I think you all know this story. When he was 16, he was misguided by a monk, and by Devadatta. This is story is worthy to read. Then after that, he became the king, and he killed his own father. Possible. Another incident happened in Buddha's time. A long, long, long ago, there was a man. And he married. After a few years, still they did not have children. His wife was a barren woman. So what did he do? He married another woman. Second wife got pregnant. Then the first wife was so jealous of it. What did she do? She gave some poisonous medicines with food and caused miscarriage for the second wife. Second wife got pregnant again after a period of time. Second time too, this first wife gave some poisonous food to cause miscarriage. Then the second wife came to know something is happening. And he was very careful with food and drinks, and he did not let anybody know when she was pregnant third time. She kept it as a secret. She did not even tell her husband. But what happened? How long can she keep this as a secret? When the first wife came to know the second wife is pregnant, it was very late. The baby is very matured. Few months already. But she still did not want to give up. She made her to take some poisons. What happened? The baby was already grown up. And no time for abortion because of the poisonous food and all this. And together with the baby, this second wife died. But the moment of the death, she made a wish. Life after life, life after life, I will kill you. Made this revenge. At the moment of the death, she died with so much hatred, with the intention of taking revenge. And she made this wish, you kill my babies 3 times, and now third time together with my baby I'm dying. I will take revenge upon you. This is how it started. Then after that, many lives, they were killing each other. Sometimes they are born as animals, sometimes they are born as human beings, but still they kill each other. So in Buddha's time, they were born, one of them was born to a rich family in the city of Savatthi. The other one was born as ogress. Do you know the ogress? It's a human being, but has got a devil mind, means eat human flesh. They are human beings who eat human flesh. They are devils actually. They are in human body. So this woman, they also have got some certain kind of powers, some certain kind of even psychic powers. So this ogress was searching, where is this lady? And she found out. And when this lady married and have a child, this ogress came and ate the child. Second time, so this all, both of them know that somebody is coming to kill. Because they have got the experience, habits, of the circle of existence. So they have got an instinct. So this lady knows that somebody will come and eat my child. Second time when she gave birth, and she took the child and she ran to her parents' house. Then this ogress came to know she has given birth, and this ogress is chasing after this lady now. Without finding any solutions, any escape, what did this lady do? She ran to the monastery where Buddha and some other people were there. Buddha was giving the Dhamma talk to these people, and she kept the baby near the feet of the Buddha and pleaded, "Venerable Sir, please rescue my baby. This lady is coming to eat my baby." Then Buddha asked both of them to come and take a seat. And using his psychic power, he traced back the history, where and when it happened, how did this start, and explain from the right beginning up to the end, how it started, and how they were killing each other in this circle of existence. And Buddha said, hatred will never end with hatred. Hatred will end with only alone love. And having understood it, they settled it. So from that day onward, they did not kill each other. So psychologists today, what they do, they are using modern technique. They trace back to few lives. But Buddha's ability in this case is tremendous and limitless. So love, hatred, ill will, jealousy, anger, whatever the relationship, all these things can go beyond the death. Habits can go beyond the death. What about your knowledge, experiences? Those things also can go beyond the death. Have you heard about Mozart? Child prodigies? Those genius people? And science cannot explain why. Only explanation they can give is the genes. But again, that's not a satisfactory answer to some certain cases. Mozart is he composed music, but at the age of 4, he started composing music. At the age of 6, he gave his first performance, public performance. Mozart lived in 17th century. What about Beethoven, another child prodigy? Pascal, a mathematician, a scientist. When he was just a small boy, his father was an accountant. When he was just a small boy, he was sitting on the lap of his father, and father was doing some mathematics. He pointed out, "Father, this is wrong, this place is wrong." Pascal, you may read. And he's the one later, at the age of 16, he studied the whole system of mathematics. He's such a brilliant boy. And what about those people like Albert Einstein? It's not a product of within one life. It's a product of many lives. What about the Buddha? Do you think Buddha is a product of one single life? You have heard, to become a Buddha, bodhisattvas have to cultivate many lives. Many billions and billions lives they have to cultivate. They have to learn, they have to study, they have to cultivate. There are 10 perfections, 10 great qualities that they have to cultivate in order to become an enlightened one. So life after life, they are cultivating. So Buddha is not a product of one single life. But Buddha is a product of many billions and billions and billions life of cultivation. So in the same way, there are great politicians, you do have. There are so many intelligent people, scientists, artists, many brilliant people. Some of them are born as prodigies. They are not the product of one life. They are the product of many billions of lives of practice. So knowledge, experiences, all these things are going beyond the death. That's why you have to study the Dhamma, learning here now. So it can go beyond the death if you are not attaining enlightenment this life. And not only that, And also, friends, we do many things, habits, good habits as well as bad habits. All these are habits, also going beyond the dead. Suppose if you are addicted to the drugs in this life, if you cannot get rid of it, if you cannot stop it, it may go sometimes beyond the dead. In next life, suppose you are born as a human being, and most probably the possibility is there, you may get addicted to the drugs again if you come across very easily because of the old habits. You mastered maths or science or English or any other subjects in this life. In next life, if you are born as a human being, possibility is there that you may master those subjects very well, very easily. You are born with that talent. Some people, those who are born in some other part of the world, they have got some kind of instinct. You may read the stories of those people. They are born to some other races, some other countries, some other religious background. But they always think, this is not what I was looking for. So they do not know what is the teachings of the Buddha, but actually they are practicing it. There are many incidents you may read if you are interested. And they are practicing, they are talking about the Buddhism, but they do not talk about the Buddha or about the these terms, but their way of life, their thinking, all this coming from Buddhist background. And they were searching and searching and searching, and these are the people, one day, if they come across a book about Buddhism, a booklet, that's the point that they open up their eyes, and straight away, they become Buddhist. I met one of them when I was in Singapore, in this temple. Few years back, I met a German monk. And this monk was a pilot. And when I come across those foreigners, and especially I ask many questions from them, why? Because there are so many incidents, so we ask questions from them. Of course, in a friendly way, with the intention of understanding. So when I talk to this venerable, he told me his life history and all these things. This person, from the beginning, he was searching something, but he did not know what he was searching. And one day, he came across a small booklet about Four Noble Truths. That's the moment that he opened his eyes. And straight away, he wanted to become a monk. And he stayed in our temple 1 week. And I asked, why did you become a monk? Knowing the teachings of the Buddha this much, I'm so happy. So I thought, if I practice it as a monk and achieve the enlightenment, how happy will I be? So I decided. So he went to forest meditation center after that. I did not meet him. Most probably, I do not know whether he's still trying or already achieved enlightenment. Anyway, there are people like that because of the past habits, old habits. So possibilities there. So whatever you learn here, study well, it can go beyond the death. I met another very old monk. He is from Sri Lanka, and he is 96 years old when he came here a few years back. And I happened to take him around. And it was very troublesome for me because he always asked questions, what is this, what is that, and this and that. I had to explain from... Then not only that, he picked up the papers or whatever, then he studied. Work hard. I said, Venerable, you are 96 years old. And why are you working so hard? And you must rest now. Then he looked at me, said, you still do not understand. then only I came to know what he mean. And in fact, what he was telling is, all these things, you should not stop just because thinking I'm very old. Because these things are going beyond the dead. So, it will be helpful for you if you develop yourself. That is how those wonderful people came to existence. They do not stop the good things. So, friends, all the habits are going beyond the death, good and bad habits. So, how to cultivate good habit? You should not cultivate the bad habit. And on the other hand, friends, if you consider your life, it's a circle of habits, don't you think so? Not only this circle of existence, but your life itself is a circle of habits. Human beings as well as animals, they all have got circle of habits. We all have got individuals. Basically, maybe from person to person, these habits are different. But it has got a circle. Early morning, wake up, brush up, wash up, and have breakfast, go to work, and work and work, and come back, watch TV or whatever, go for exercise or whatever, then have wash, or go to bed, whatever. This is routine, going round and round and round, every day. So, every Sunday, come to the Buddhist fellowship at 11 o'clock, and share the Dhamma, and go home, forget everything. And, so this is a habit, right? So you have learned Dhamma so much. You come to listen to the Dhamma, and you listen, and when you go, you have forgotten. It's a habit. And you take your car, you drive, you are thinking something, but you are doing it as a habit. When there's red light, you stop there. And when the front vehicle slow down, you also apply the brake, slow down. You change your gear. But you are doing all these things as habit. If you really pay attention, many things you are doing as habits. And if you see something beautiful that you like, oh, I want it, you grab it as a habit. And when you come across some certain things, people, incidents that you do not like, you get angry as habits. So that is why Buddha says, be mindful. Why? When you are mindful, you understand, yes, now I am angry. This is a habit. So I had to change it back. Now I am lustful. This is a habit. When my eye sees this picture or this figure, then desire arises. So be mindful about this habit of circle of existence. And Buddha offer sabba papa sakaranang kusala supasampada sachitta pariyodhapanang etang buddhana sasanam. Since this is not the first life, since we are moving from life to life until we attain perfect enlightenment, he asks simply us to do three things. Sabba papa sakaranang. Do not practice, cultivate evil habits. Refrain from evil, unwholesome habits whenever, wherever possible. To do this, you have to be very mindful and observe yourself, investigate yourself, check yourself. Kusala supasampada, cultivate, encourage whenever, wherever possible, good habits. Maintain the good habits. Because when you refrain from evil habits and cultivate good habits, then your positive side will go up. You will move from dark to light. You will move from light to light. You will become a noble human being. Then the third step, sachitta pariyodhapanam, this much is not enough. So you have to develop your wisdom. Purify your thoughts, purify your mind from the defilements. Hatred, greed and delusion. These are the three evil roots. So you have to practice meditations as well as you have to study the Dhamma, apply the Dhamma. In all these ways, you are purifying your thoughts. So eventually, you will reach to enlightenment stage, step by step, step by step. So Buddha's teaching is showing you the way for the gradual development. And that is teaching you to get rid of all the evil habits of this circle of existence and to get develop the good habits and finally to get rid of both good and all habits and achieve perfect enlightenment. That is the path that Buddha recommended for all of us. I think as a talk this much is, I hope, enough. So, if you have got any question, maybe we can share, we can discuss.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, any questions from the floor or any comments? Oh, there's a question written here. Can I read to you? Dear Bhante, for a dog that dies during its mission, such as rescuing human beings, what will likely to happen after its death? Will it has a better chance to go to a better realm for its good merits?
When a dog die.
Dog die when helping a human beings.
And helping a human being. Yes. The dog is helping a human being.
Rescue a human beings and then die during the course of his assistance.
Yeah. When someone is born as animal, most of the time, as I told you, I think I give the talk here about animal nature. Oh. Yeah, because animal's mind is most of the time dominated by greed, hatred, and delusion. The human being is different. Human mind, human beings, we can produce the energies totally opposite to greed, hatred, and delusion. That's why enlightenment is possible for the human beings. That is why good karmic energy can be produced by the human beings. So when it comes to the animals, that's a bit difficult. It's very difficult. So once you're born as animal, you will be born in again and again and again. But at the moment of the death, accidentally, if you remember something good, good karmic energy come to the existence of your mind, then based on that you can be born in a good place. So according to this explanation, this dog is trying to help a human being. So in that case, yes, his mind is based on positive thoughts. So possibility is, if he die in that thought, possibility is there that can be born in a good place. Since if his mind is filled with good thoughts, so that is possible.
So the following question also related to the pets. What can I do to help my pets go to a better realm? What is likely the karmic relationship between Earth and our pets? Is it something like friendship?
It can be friendship. It can be friendship. It can be some other relationship. Any type of relationship possible. One day this incident happened. Buddha's time. A group of people, merchants, and they were going from one place to another place by a boat. And suddenly, in the sea, this boat was caught up by a storm. And the boat was stuck in one place and could not move anymore. Those people thought, maybe in this boat, there is someone who is having a bad luck. That is why the boat is not moving. So they wanted to find the person who is having bad luck or evil force. I mean, this is how those days people thought. Today also sometimes we think in that way. It's also a habit. Anyway, then what did they do? They write in chips, in the papers and roll it up and, yes. Yes, what is it called? Have got any special word? I do not know for this. Anyway, I think you understand what I'm trying to say. They write something in the papers and they ask everybody to pick up. And if person gets a kind of something they desire, if they get number 3 always, the same person, or he's the one, something like that. So, anyway, unfortunately, one of the women got this particular paper all the 3 times. They decided this is the one. So what did they do? They tied her hands and legs and threw to the sea. But miraculously after that, boat moved. But it could be some other reasons too. Anyway, this poor lady died. And some of the devotees came to the Buddha and they said, Venerable Sir, this kind of incident happened. How did it happen? And what is the reason? Then Buddha revealed this story. This story may be something different. He said, a long, long ago, this lady was born in another city, and there was a dog. Wherever this lady goes, this dog always follows this lady. This dog never stops following. It is because a long ago, this dog was a human being and has got a relationship with. And now, because of the old relationship, this dog is still remembered, have got the affection and following this lady. But villagers start to talk around. This lady is going around with the dog, and this lady has married to the dog. So the villagers started to talk around. Lady tried to stop the dog, but dog did not. Then finally she decided to tie the hands and legs of this dog and tie the rock and throw into the water. As a karmic result, this life she also had to face something similar to that. Again, this story also tells us habits of the circle of existence, the relationship. So those pet dogs or cats, so cannot say exactly yes or no, but possibility is there. So it can be. And also, to say that after the death, a dog is definitely born as a human being, I do not have that special type of wisdom, which is known as Chutupapata Jnana. The Buddhas could do this. And the great arahants who achieve this, anybody who achieve this knowledge can say. But what we can say, we can just guess. Possibilities there. Who knows what arises at the last moment of his death. So if it is a good thought, possibility that we will be born in a good place.
Okay.
You mentioned about child prodigy, like Mozart. How about the Jews that are born intelligent? Are they alien?
Are all the Jews are intelligent? Not all the Jews are intelligent. You should not think in that way. Sometimes we break our own backbone. Sometimes you tend to think whatever coming from some particular countries or particular races or nations are the best. Don't think in that way. We all human beings, we all have got capacities, different qualities. So you have to think in that way. Intelligent people are everywhere in the world. And today you are talking about, for an example, just today you are talking about, we are highly talking about the Western culture or Western philosophy or Western science and all these things. But have you studied about your Eastern philosophy, Eastern culture, Eastern science and all these things? And not only that, if you talk about the China, they have got more than 5,000 years old culture, medicines, their own science, own technology. Once in the world, China, India, Egypt, these countries are highly developed countries. Thousands of years back, today maybe some other countries are highly developed. So from time to time things are moving. Nothing is permanent. But one thing, genes can play a greater role. Genes, but does not mean that only this particular group of people are the most clever or intelligent, because it can happen due to our habits also. Because in a family, if mother and father, if they are working hard, if they have good education background and is skillful, they will teach their children also all these habits, all these good qualities, skillfulness and all these things. So from generation to generation, if it is a country, if it is a nation, in that way, because of the present action and the reaction, also you can develop in that way. And when you develop in that way, it can go from genes to gene. So in physical structures also, it can happen because of the due to the genes also. Yes, some differences you may see, but you cannot say only in this particular group, only they are intelligent. And there's a fact, yes, Jews are very intelligent, but not all. And if it is solely in that fact, then should be all the Jews should be in that way. So, yes, genes play a greater role, but not genes alone. Your own cultivation, your own the mind cultivation. Suppose Buddha, in Buddha's generation, in his family, there was no comparable anyone who was born to his family, his generation. There's none. And not only that, when we come to the Buddha, his wisdom and knowledge and all, there's nothing comparable then. So, we cannot decide it in that way, I think.